Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Softly Spoken Saturday. This week, we're going to be talking about self-care, which I think is very, very important. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because one of my self-care methods actually caused me to black out and fall over onto my bathroom floor. So I just wanted to put that out there. That happened a few days ago. It was crazy. I was in the bathtub for way too long and felt really dizzy. My tunnel visioned and I fell over. Luckily enough, I did not hit my head or anything. I most likely will get a bruise on my arm or leg at most. And I checked and I am not in any sort of drastic pain, so I am okay. But the fact that that happened really brought up the conversation. What do we do for self-care and how much should we do it? For me, I know now that I shouldn't stay in the bathtub for too long. But for my other methods of self-care, when is it a good time to stop? Or when do I know that I'm feeling better, that I don't have to do it anymore? For example, sometimes when I'm feeling a little bad, I hop on a video game with my friends. But when is it time for me to stop? No clue. I just play until everyone has to go to bed, which honestly is a lot now that I think about it. A lot of that time could have been used in me being productive in stuff that I really needed. For example, my channel or stuff that I needed to get done, yada, yada, yada. But yeah, so self-care is very important, but I think knowing when to stop is also very important. Too much of one thing is never good, basically, in a nutshell. For example, that bathtub incident. Yeah, that was crazy. But, yeah. So I actually wanted to bring up self-care because I know that these past few years have definitely been very, very stressful with the quarantine, with just everything going around. The world is literally just crazy. And I can't imagine how stressful that is for some. I know some are coping with it very, very well, when others, not so much. And when people are going through times like this, it's good to understand that people have different self-care methods. And let me just say this, as long as the method itself is not hurting you or anyone else, I consider it healthy. But something that I consider very, very important is to know when to acknowledge non-healthy coping mechanisms. For example, for me, in the past, I used to cope a lot with just shutting myself away from everyone, not saying anything, and just distancing myself. That in return harmed me a lot. It made me feel really lonely. My connection with my friends were not as strong as it used to be, and I left a lot of people very, very worried, which really didn't do much for me. Unhealthy coping mechanisms will not do you any justice and just add on to the stress that you're already feeling. So at the end of the day, I think it's very, very important to acknowledge unhealthy coping mechanisms, acknowledge why you resorted to said mechanism, and then address it from there. Then the healing process begins. And of course, just know that every single person has definitely had an unhealthy coping mechanism in their life. What matters is how you address it. It's not how you start. It's how you finish and the journey in between. So you're okay. Every single day you're growing into the person you want to be. And honestly, that takes a lot of work. So just know, self-care is one of the many things that we all have to work on. And it's a journey. Knowing if it's unhealthy or not, knowing when to stop, and what really helps you. At the end of the day, any step is a step forward. So you got it. And you're going to do great things. But yeah, can't believe that this all stemmed from the fact that I literally passed out on my bathroom tile floor, but you know, at the end of the day, everything is a learning lesson. You could literally take anything and turn it into something to learn about. Ain't that crazy? But yeah, I know 20 years from now, I'm probably going to forget this and then stay in the bathtub for too long again and then once again fall over onto my bathroom tile floor. And then I will remember, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to stay in the bathtub for too long. And then it won't happen again for probably another 15 years. But yeah, as I was saying, everything is a learning process. So have fun and learn more about yourself. And I would say that wraps up this week's Softly Spoken Saturday. I hope you guys have an amazing week and treat yourselves nice. See you next time.